Welcome to the Invest with Clarity podcast, where you will learn how success in investing, as in life, is the result of absolute clarity. Mark Pearson of Nepsis in Minneapolis, Minnesota, shares his passion for portfolio management and commitment to transparency and communication to allow investors to fully understand what they own and why, bringing them to clarity in their investments. And now, here are your co-hosts, Matt Halloran and Mark Pearson.
Hello and welcome to another podcast with Mark Pearson. Today, this is going to be the COVID-19 update with Mark. Now, Mark is not going to have the best audio quality like we normally do because, you know, we're usually doing it in a studio. He's doing this from home because he, like many, many other people in the United States, are actually hanging out at home to make sure that they don't spread this. So, Mark, I'm just going to totally turn this over to you and tell us what's going on, brother.
Thanks, Matt. Well, I appreciate it. Obviously, these are difficult and uncertain times, but when you're an investor, Matt, and you're a long-term investor, quite frankly, these are the times you can't wait to take advantage of repositioning, reallocating your portfolio to come out of the crisis that you're in. This, of course, was a black swan event, which basically means it's a one-off event. This is very different than the financial crisis where we had no idea structurally what was happening with the financial system. This is a virus. This virus will at some level pass in the near future and business will get back to usual. Now, it'll take time to ramp up, but you have to remember, Maz, we've talked about this in the past, during recessionary periods, markets are actually up and we're now down over 30%. From the highs set earlier this year. 30% pullbacks happen about once every 10 years on average. So it's not like this is something that hasn't happened before. As I was telling our advisors today, we're seeing valuations in businesses at levels that were as good as it was at the bottom of the financial crisis. So a lot of people are trying to figure out not only their health, but they're also trying to figure out their financial health and what's happening with their money. And the best thing you can do in these kinds of periods, Matt, is stick to the knitting. These are the things we've talked about on many podcasts before. Stick to the process. Continually reallocate your portfolio to balance it the way it should be. And this is what we've been doing with our clients. We've added six new companies to our portfolio. I haven't seen this kind of action in a long time. So the valuations at this particular juncture are pretty much at what you would consider to be probably the bottom. And while we may bounce around a little bit as we wait for certainty regarding the COVID-19 virus, businesses will continue. China's already picking back up. South Korea's picking back up. So you're starting to see, at least where this thing started, things start to stabilize a little bit and markets move ahead of everything. So you got to remember, the time to sell has already passed. Now's the time to be buying. And that's exactly what we're doing for clients. If you have any questions for me or anything, I just wanted to give a quick update to people out there what we're doing. We're very, very happy with the portfolio allocations. We're happy with the companies we own. We've really increased the quality of the portfolio and added some great companies at low prices.
Well, and that's really the follow-up question I wanted to ask you there, Mark, is I have been telling people who I know, you're buying stocks at a discount right now if you're looking at this positively. And they're like, how are you looking at this positively? I say, well, I know this guy. But let's talk about that reallocation aspect. I understand yep. that's part of your secret sauce, but could you dive into that just a little bit more? Because yeah. I think that'll yep. elaborate. Yep. Okay, good. Thanks. Yep.
When the markets were at the all-time high, valuations were pretty high on a relative basis to historical averages. And there were a lot of positions that we owned that we pared back in gains. Early this year, we had moved more conservative portfolios into more fixed short-term limited duration bonds, dividend stocks, a little bit more quote-unquote, let's call it conservative. Of course, these days, quite frankly, bonds are way riskier than stocks. So what we've done is we've pared our bond position back. We've bought equities that have sizable dividends without, you know, talking about names. We've got stocks we have now that have dividend yields of 5, 6, 7%. And while the stocks may be volatile in the short period of time, these are companies that have strong balance sheets and are going to make money. Your risk with the 10-year now at over 1%. Look, the 10-year, Matt, went down to 30 basis points overnight a couple of weeks back. 30 basis points. The Feds have now cut the rates by 1%, which basically brings us down to close to zero. Bonds are going to pay you nothing, and as interest rates go up, the value of bonds go down. There's significant risk if you're an investor in owning bonds. You're far better off looking at strong dividend companies who have the ability to raise prices in an inflationary environment and continue to pay those dividends. During these kinds of periods, you want to sell your less quality companies. We sold less quality companies. We did some tax loss harvesting, and then we took the capital from the bonds and from those tax loss harvests, and we went and we added to positions, new positions, and positions on sale. Additionally, when you look at what's happening with oil, when you look at what's happening in the credit markets as it pertains to corporations, the big focus right now, Matt, is on balance sheets and can they pay, you know, pay their bills. And of course, the airline industry, the cruise industry, the gambling industry. I just read last night that Vegas has shut down all their hotels. And so you're sitting on a situation right now of unprecedented territory. I mean, people have never been here before. But here's the difference, Matt. As the weather gets warmer, as things heat up, the smart people who know how to create vaccines and drugs to help with this are working overtime to get that done. And if we stay using good hygiene, stay out of the public, this thing, we should, you know, level this thing out, and businesses are going to come back up. While companies may not make money for a quarter, or we may go into a recession for a quarter, markets think ahead. So people are going to start looking at 2021 earnings, Matt, not what's happening right now. And so this is why it's important not to be emotional. This is the power of investing with clarity. I talked to Chuck yesterday, and you know, he works with other financial advisors outside of Nepsis providing research. And he said they're going nuts. They don't know what to do. Should they go to cash? I mean, the financial advisors are sometimes worse than the clients, right? But the bottom line is they don't have the clarity of knowing what they own and why they own it. And that becomes a critical component during periods like this. And so, as I've told our advisors, this is where Nepsis shines the most, because while people don't like to see their portfolios going down, they're not selling the stuff, and it's going to come back. And this is when you take the opportunity to use your buy discipline, your sell discipline, and do your rebalancing, if you will, of that portfolio. And that's what we're advocating for our clients and advisors to do.
You know, we've talked a lot about on this podcast the difference between risk and volatility. And you were talking about the risk in the bond market. I just want to point out that you weren't actually talking about volatility in the bond market. You were talking about long-term risk, which is fundamentally different.
Yes. And the bond market's going to be very volatile also, as, you know, the 10 years gone, you know, from basically 30 bips back over 1%. But, you know, it was a 1.6 about 4, 5, 6 months ago. It was over 3% over a year ago. I mean, these are unprecedented moves. You have to be careful, because a lot of times program trading will move a lot of velocity in a certain direction short term. It's like Walmart's going through the roof today. You know, people are short term thinkers. They're not long term thinkers, and you got to stick long term. And that's why investing with clarity is so important.
Yeah. And I just want to remind everybody, if you have not listened to the podcast that Mark and I did on behavioral finance and some of the biases, this is a great time to take a look at that. Go back and listen to those, because you're going to see very quickly that people are doing exactly what we talked about in that podcast, which is really, really unbelievable. All right, closing statements. We'll wrap this quick one up and get this out to everybody.
No, I just think, like I said, I think you stick to your process. You stick to your long-term fundamentals. You stick to your rebalancing and your asset allocation. As we've said about other financial crises in the past, this too shall pass.
Awesome. This is the podcast you need to share with all of your friends and family, because you know people are very, very concerned about it. And listening to the confidence in Mark's voice about investing with clarity, about the discipline that they have and sticking to the knitting, can truly make a huge difference, not just what's going on today, what's going to go on in the future. So for everybody at Nepsis, this is Matt Halloran. And guess what? We'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.
The content discussed is for informational purposes only. It is not a solicitation or recommendation for any securities that may be mentioned herein. Advisory services offered through Nepsis, Inc., an SEC-registered investment advisor.